Good evening. Greetings in the name of Jesus. For a devotional meditation, you may turn with me in your Bibles to Luke chapter 19. Luke chapter 19. I'm going to read verses 28 through 35. I was inspired a few months ago as we studied in our Sunday school lesson with this passage. I'd like to just share some of that inspiration with you all this evening. Luke 19, verse 28. This is Jesus. "And when he," Jesus, "had thus spoken, he went before, ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come nigh to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, Go ye into the village over against you, in the which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him, and bring him hither. And if any man ask you, Why do ye loose him? Thus shall ye say unto him, Because the Lord hath need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said unto them. And as they were loosing the colt, the owners thereof said unto them, Why loose ye the colt? And they said, The Lord hath need of him. And they brought him to Jesus, and they cast their garments on the colt, and they set Jesus thereon." We'll stop reading there. I would like to just look at this little story, excuse me, and learn some things from three different characters in this story. The first people that I would like to think about are the two disciples that were sent. You know, we read Bible stories, and I'm intrigued with Bible stories. They make the most sense in some ways to me because it's about people. And try to imagine with me being one of these disciples. Jesus says, I want you to go over to the village and get a colt. Just bring him here. I need him. And apparently he knew that there might be some question marks in the disciples' minds because he gave him an answer. If someone asks what you're doing, you tell them this. Now, putting myself in the disciples' shoes, I don't think I would be real comfortable going and doing that. Even if it's somebody I know, even if I know Tim fairly well, and if someone said, I want you to go get one of Tim's trucks because I need it, I'd probably want to contact him first to make sure this is all okay. And just, you know, clear it with him. You understand that I'm getting the truck or so-and-so. Well, it doesn't appear that there was anything like that happening. And so these disciples, I admire their willingness to just go. And they're going to do this. And so they did it. And sure enough, as they went and did this, somebody asked them, the owner thereof, said, What are you doing? So now I would like to look at the donkey's owner just a little bit. Here we have the man who owns this colt, has it tied, reasonably secure, and doesn't seem like there's any danger of this donkey getting away. But they find some people, and I do not know, the Bible doesn't tell us, but I don't know if they knew the disciples, I don't know if they recognized them as men that they would know. Even so, it's a legitimate question. What are you doing? Especially some of the details in the other Gospels tell us that this was a colt that had never been ridden. And could be the owners didn't wish somebody to be hurt by riding an unbroken colt. And the answer that they gave is probably the key in this whole meditation. And it's the answer that Jesus gave them to say, the Lord hath need of him. And that was a good enough answer for the donkey's owners. Okay. You take the donkey. If we would put ourselves into the donkey's owner's shoes, would you let anyone make off with your possessions, your time, your abilities, with that reason? Just because God needs it, the Lord has need of him. The Lord has need of you. I said we were going to look at three characters. The last thing that we were going to look at isn't really a character. It's the donkey itself. We can learn a lot from animals because they always obey God. Whales swallow people. Unbroken donkeys carry people calmly into the city. They always obey God. That's what they're made to do. And isn't that what we are made to do? And so when God comes to us and he offers this awesome thing that we call free will, and he says, I want your donkey, or I want your time, or I want your whatever it is. And the reason you need to let it go is because I have need of him. I don't know if the donkey's owners had any idea what was going to take place. And we know later what happened. He rode the donkey all the way into the city. And it turned out to be a pretty amazing thing. And I'm sure that as the donkey's owners watched that donkey carrying Jesus into the city, they were very glad that that's what they did. I'm sure the disciples were very glad that they were willing to risk doing something so crazy as to go and ask for something like that with that kind of reason. And so when we have a service like this tonight, sometimes it feels a little crazy, doesn't it? You're sitting here, and you too, and your wives, or you're going to let God decide something about books here tonight? Well, there was no mistake here. The disciples didn't make a mistake. The owners didn't make any mistakes. And the donkey didn't make any mistakes because God was there. Jesus Christ orchestrated the whole thing. And tonight, I want to encourage us to remember that that is exactly where we're sitting here tonight. And all of us can leave here and encouraged, not just these two men here tonight, but all of us can go from here pondering, is this a reason? The Lord hath need of him. Is that a good enough reason for me to sacrifice everything that I have? Is that a good enough reason to just lay it out, give it all to God? It's a journey, I'm sure, that we're all on and we all desire. And I just want to give us that inspiration that we will never go wrong with that kind of reason. Let's kneel for prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for loving us and caring about us. Thank you that you work with us. Thank you that you have given us the gift of salvation. Lord, in turn, we wish to just give our lives to you. We want to give all that we have to you, and you can use it however you want to. We pray that you would bless this service here tonight, the worship. Bless our brother as he preaches to us. Give him courage, wisdom to share what you have laid on his heart. And direct us all, Lord. We wait before you, and we commit our lives to you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.